Pam Kohlberg stops by again today, dementia care specialist for our area, Richland and Crawford County. And another topic that we have, well, I guess we've touched upon this program, but dementia-friendly choir. And I know you're really ecstatic about trying to get that set up. How do we stand right now in plans and in that process, Pam?
Well, what it is there's a place that anybody can look up on the internet called Giving Voices Choirs, and they have been growing. They started in Minnesota. Now there's about 20 of them throughout Wisconsin State because music is popular. We know it helps the brain. It uses all parts of the brain. And so they've been growing, and they're offering a grant. They said, well, we have one in La Crosse. There's a Giving Voices Choir. They go under different names. There's two in Milwaukee, all the big cities have them. And they said, we want the rural counties to be able to offer this dementia-friendly choir. And so they're offering a special grant. I need to write it by May. But one thing they ask is that we have a planning committee, sort of a group of people willing to do it. I'm looking for, you know, organizations that might support it. But what the idea is, when people live in community, and when you have any of the number of diseases that are under dementia, so we have Alzheimer's and Lewy body dementia and frontal temporal dementia and primary progressive aphasia, and I can't list them all because there are so many, all it means is we've had brain changes. We've had a medical condition that changes our brain. Very common because it, you know, happens as we age, and there are a number of diseases. But we can still live at home. So 70% of people who have a type of dementia live in their home for years. And so just because you have diagnosis doesn't mean you automatically go to nursing home. That's for end of life or end of the disease. For the majority of time, you're going to live at home. Some people in the early stages are still going to a job. They're still driving. And their families can support them. They can come and talk to me about it. We can talk about what can your support system hold. What are resources, right? But in addition to that, in order to make a dementia-friendly community, and now I've trained banks around town, the hospital, you know, the sheriffs are dementia-capable. A lot of people can be trained in how do you approach somebody with dementia, right? So that's fine and good. But what about if you have? As a person with, you know, dementia, I would want to know I live in a community that accepts me, that isn't going to constantly treat me like I'm an idiot. You know, I want to know that I can live a good life. So I want to feel included. So the ADRC offers a support group for people living with. We call it Forget Me Not. We also offer dementia-friendly activities. There's one I run outside of Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, that's called Spark. It's how the arts engage people. It happens to be at a nature center, the Driftless Area Wetland Center. We do arts engagement to help people with dementia and their caregivers feel like they have a place where they're not talking about the disease. They're just being engaged in the community. On that note, we could do that with a music choir. We know that music choirs develop a sense of community, right? So if you meet every week, 12 weeks, and you're working towards a performance, you're going to feel like you're part of a group. And you maybe you'll be assigned a partner that can help you sort of figure out, you know, the music, the singing part. I plan to be part of it, and I can tell you, I'll be mouthing the words and not actually singing. So the music part doesn't matter, but here you are part of a community. And this Giving Voices Choir method that they developed is about how do we set that up? How do we get people working towards a common goal? How do we get people feeling that they have an inclusive environment? And so when I happened to see this at a conference and talk to somebody, she said, I know Richland County. They have lots of music there. I used to help with the competitions there. We have the Richland Concert Association. We have the Performing Arts Center. We have so many things that focus on music. Excellent, you know, music program at our schools. We have music. You know, every church has a great program. How can we bring that music in a place where we can do it? So I'm looking for a place. I'm looking for an agency that would host us and sponsor us. And I'm looking for a bunch of people to help me figure out how to recruit. And the nice thing is you don't have to be dementia to sing it. You could have a cognitive issue, or you could also be a partner or a volunteer that wants to bring snacks, or you just want to come and sing with other people and create that community, that fellowship around music. So I think it's an excellent idea for Richland County because we have so many music here. And it's sort of time limited. if we get this grant, then we start in September. It runs 12 weeks. We'll be doing a performance in December. And then we could start a second session if people want to continue. So it's time limited. It comes with a little bit of cash. And we get to create a community event. I love the idea, but I can't do it myself, right? You wouldn't want me to hear me sing just by myself. So I would love to get people looking. So my phone number is 608-548-3954. It's Pam. I'm talking about a Giving Voices dementia-friendly choir. Once we get a group of people, we'll think of a better title. And then we can do this fun thing together next fall. But maybe first we can help us get the grant.
I think it's a great idea. As you mentioned, you don't have to be suffering from dementia or anything else.
You just like...
I think it'd be fun just to go sing.
And apparently you don't even have to be great at singing.
No,
like me.
No. Just go support, right?
Right.
And I always forget the words anyway. I presume the music's going to be there. There's a teleprompter or whatever.
Right. And it's nice. They this Giving Voices, anybody can look it up on the internet. It's called Giving Voices Choir. And there's some beautiful videos on there about other choirs they've had. And what they do is they have a method for how you do music. It's the emphasis is the words and not the you know, reading music. You don't have to read music. But they have kind of a system for how it makes it inclusive for all of us. You know, even for me, who's not a musically inclined person, I know I'm going to go there and they're going to give me a partner and I'm going to be able to figure it out. So it kind of, they give the structure that creates this inclusive, you know, group.
Isn't it amazing, though, how music is one of the last things that people lose as far as their memory, isn't it?
Well, what it is, you can actually look on YouTube. It says your brain on music, and you'll notice that it lights up all parts of the brain. So many times we have trouble with words because that's a certain cortex, right? We have trouble with walking because that's a certain part of your brain, right? But music uses all parts. It uses the different lobes. It uses it. And we know that it kind of It goes across areas of the brain. So it really is something that stays with us. So there are people, famously, if you know the Music and Memories program that was initiated in all nursing homes across Wisconsin when I was an activity director, the idea was that I might not be able to talk or find my words because I have memory issues, but you give me a familiar hymn and I can sing it. There are people who develop a kind of dementia that makes it harder for them to talk. They stop talking, but you put on a song they know and they may sing. So this Music and Memories is a program that kind of taps into that. It's the key is the familiar song. So what was your favorite pop song of the 1980s? I'm putting you on the spot.
1980s, maybe I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett, maybe.
Okay, there you go, because I know those were your high school years.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to pick those high school years, right?
Yeah.
And then if I play that song, you would be able to, if you had forgotten my name or who I was, you're going to be able to sing the words to that song because it's ingrained in our brain and it lights up all parts of it. And so music is this special quality about it that really engages people.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Well, maybe we should sing that as part of the choir.
No.
I have this excellent, I'm getting a consultant with this project, and she is so good at saying, you find what works for you. So we could be singing Joan Jett.
Who knows? You know, and that's, I hope you're able to do this. I think it's going to be a great thing for the community. So, Pam, what has to happen if you're going to be able to get this grant?
So, I'm going to sit down and focus on writing this grant, but I need to put names, right?
Right.
I have to say, who is my fiscal agent? Who is my music director? Who is my accompanist? I have some ideas of names of people, but I just also need to say that I have a group of people who want this to happen, right? They can say, hey, great, Pam, that you like it, but where are the other people that are going to show up as volunteers? So people can, you know, make cookies to helping us. I also need a place. These days, we're not so tied to the places that have piano. I had been hoping for the Copper Top Theater. Guess that's not going to be a thing. But anywhere that anybody can bring a keyboard, that if people have keyboards they want to donate, or if somebody wants to be the accompanist and has that, you know, are we going to meet, you know, which garage or which auditorium can we meet at? Because it's important to meet at the same place that you're going to perform and where we're going to perform. But key number, people. So I just need a list of volunteers that want to be part of it.
So you want to make sure that you've got the helpers and everything before you start looking for like a headcount for a choir.
Prove it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So then you'd be performing in the about December. Would you do some Christmas songs then? Could you see that? Or just
we're going to go with the group wants. I mean, I'm not picking the name of the group or what we're going to sing until I know who likes it. Because if they're not Joan Jett fans, I'm sorry, we're not going to be singing that song. But what we sing and where, all I know is that we have 12 weeks to complete it. We're going to do an open house in August that people can come and see what we're about and decide if they want to volunteer. I'm just looking for people for that planning committee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just want folks to let me know. Give me a call at the 548-3954 number and let me know if there's anybody besides you and me that want to see this happen.
I'm fired up about it. I think it's a great idea. And hopefully, who knows, maybe we can get them down here on the program and sing on the radio, right?
Well, one of the people I encountered while I was doing these arts and music programs was there's a music therapist outside of Prairie du Chien. His name is Brandon. And I'll look at he works with downbeat music therapy, and he might be part of the project too. And music therapy is a therapy because we know that effect of music. So if there are people interested in that, I have information on it as well as you know, how music therapy can help. But there's actually a person in the area. This is great. I don't know about you, but there hasn't been somebody in the area, maybe Madison, but here that we actually have a music therapist that can meet with people one-to-one. He can do groups. He's interested in working with older folks. So that's an opportunity that I have a lot of information about as well.
How do people use music therapy? Or like, what are some examples?
So he might do things that have to do with regulation, like drumming, you know, to inspire people. It might be, he did a wonderful job of adding movement. He came to our Spark program. We talked about sounds of nature. It brings up memory. It brings up emotion. People started revealing stories. When we played music together, people came up with all these stories that it reminded them because, again, it engages the brain. It might be one-to-one helping people learn how to soothe their anxiety. It might be working with an older person to draw them out of their, you know, stupor. So there's a lot of there's so many things that he can do. I hate to say it, but I know with us, he had this wonderful thing. It was like almost like a tambourine closed, and you'd move, and it was the sound of the ocean. And all the memories people came up just hearing this. It was a bunch of beads in a tambourine, but it made the sound of the ocean. And people started talking about their stories of when they had traveled. So music tends to bring out memories, but also helps us deal with emotions, right? When we learn to regulate emotions, maybe we struggle with mental health issues, or maybe we're just a person who has normal anxiety. There's things that you do with music. It might be writing a song. We wrote a song together from It's a Wonderful World. We redid the words to that Satchmo song. Oh. And so there's just so many layers of direction that you can do that I think there's anything for anyone.
Music's working well for Willie Nelson, 92 or 93, the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of veteran performers that are still going strong. Right?
And a lot of them, think of Campbell, you know, and...
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell and... the guy that used to sing jazz with Lady Gaga.
Oh, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Both of them able to sing. And I've heard more than that stories. I know ordinary people who were part of choirs discombobulated a little bit, but they get on stage, the words come back, the music combats, because it's music is such a part of us. Even if you're not a musical person, somehow it taps into that sort of emotional and brain health kind of stuff. So anyway, there is this music therapy if people are interested, and this dementia-friendly choir. So again, my phone number is 608-548-3954. If you're interested, let me know so we can move ahead.
Do you have an email address as well?
Oh, yes, Pam? I do. What is my email? It's P. Kulberg, so that's my name, P-K-U-L-B-E-R-G, and oddly, it's JunoCountyWI.gov. I happen to be paid by Juneau County to work in Richland and Crawford County. So I work only in Richland and Crawford County, but my salary comes from Juneau. So don't be surprised if I call you if it says Mauston or whatever. But again, that's P-K-U-L-B-E-R-G at Juneau, which is spelled J-U-N-E-A-U, County C-O-U-N-T-Y-W-I.gov. And that's a mouthful. So maybe just call the ADRC and ask them over the phone.
Best way to do it. Thanks again for coming in today, Pam.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Pam Kulberg, dementia care specialist today on WRCO, talking about dementia-friendly choir and some other opportunities for all of us here in Southwest Wisconsin.